FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Water and Sanitation Minister Phemi Majordina says her department needs almost 90 billion rand to address the infrastructure backlog that is hampering access to clean water for South Africans. She was responding to a written parliamentary question from Bosa. The party spokesperson Roger Solomon says there have been attempts by the minister to pass the blame for South Africa's water supply crisis from her department onto municipalities.
Municipalities cannot provide water with broken infrastructure, and citizens should not be surprised that we have an imminent water crisis in the country. It's been hiding in plain sight, and it's an outcome of a government that's either indifferent to the impact of the lack of reliable water supply or lacking the political will to do something about it.
At the same time, President Cyril Ramaphosa and his cabinet are in Umgababa to hear firsthand from eThekwini residents about the service delivery issues they face daily. Scores of locals have gone to the Umnini sports field for the presidential district development in Mbizo. The Mbizo will allow locals to interact and ventilate issues directly to the leadership. KZN Premier Tamin Duli says they have been working hard to address issues around water, crime and job opportunities.
Hopefully, the interaction for today will inspire hope, since there is something that is being done in to address the issue of water in eThekwini. And mostly when it comes to crime, I think there's much clear evidence that the KwaZulu-Natal police, working together with all sector departments, we have a clear program of actually combating crime.
The National Consumer Commission has recorded a surge in complaints from consumers buying used vehicles with undisclosed defects. The NCC says on average it receives about 250 to 300 complaints from people who purchased second-hand cars. Spokesperson Peto Ndaba has told Newsroom Africa that some of the complaints include consumers not being given information about the car. She says some experienced problems shortly after taking ownership.
When they start engaging with the supplier, either they repair the vehicles but not to the satisfaction of the consumer, or they bluntly refuse to repair or refund the consumer. So those are some of the trends that we see as the NCC. And you can imagine a case where now a consumer is sitting at home paying for a vehicle that they cannot enjoy.
And a container ship carrying tons of possibly toxic industrial waste is in limbo off Albania's port of Durrës. The Turkish-flagged vessel set sail from Albania in July to dispose of the material in Thailand, but the shipment was rejected by the Southeast Asian country and turned back. After several months at sea, with stopovers in Spain, Portugal, Italy and Turkey, the vessel arrived back in Albanian waters last week. The port of Durrës says it's ruled out allowing it to dock until it can make sure the containers are kept in an ecologically and physically secure place. The top story, Water and Sanitation Minister Phemi Majordina says her department needs almost 90 billion rand to address the infrastructure backlog that is hampering access to clean water for South Africans. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.